Happy Easter, everyone. Welcome back. Christ is risen. Lent is done. And we can celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here. So.
Okay. So today, we have to pray for
day
three. Sorry, I forgot about my job. Today, bring to me all devout and faithful souls and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. These souls brought to me consolation on the way to the cross. They were a drop of consolation in the midst of an ocean of bitterness. Hmm. So sometimes I feel like I really, really, really hope I'm in that group of the devout, but I know I fall short so, so often. And that's why I'm just so grateful for the sacrament of reconciliation. But I think one thing is that it is harder and harder to be a devout Catholic in today's world. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's more and more fear and more uncertainty when it comes to actually living out the teachings of the church. And we wonder, are we going to be persecuted for this? What is this going to look like for my children if I stand up for this? And there's a fear there. And at the same time, I feel like it's unfounded because I think I look back at the early apostles and how, you know, they were in a time of real crisis. You know, there was real persecution for their faith. And obviously, after Pentecost, they had incredible fortitude to persevere in the faith, and they did. And it might have cost them their lives. Mm-hmm. And why are we so afraid? I think to myself, why am I so afraid? And we just need to abandon ourselves completely to the will of God. Hmm. That's what really stands out to me.
that's great.
So, praying for the devout and the faithful.
Yes.
So let's not be afraid.
Well, let's add a thought to that. A question for you guys. Do you believe in miracles? Now, what's a miracle? A miracle is something that's happened that just has absolutely no scientific explanation. And sometimes we're hesitant. I don't know. Do I believe in miracles? Now we live in a scientific age where everything needs to be proved. Do we believe in miracles? Well, I have to tell you something. Today is Easter Sunday. If we don't believe in miracles, we can't be a Catholic. Because the whole basis of the Christian faith is based on a miracle that Jesus Christ, a man, died and then rose again. There's no scientific explanation for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So do we believe in miracles? The answer has to be a resounding yes. He rose from the dead. Scientifically, it's not possible. And so devoted souls, what? I get excited about this. Okay. The devoted souls are souls that are committed to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They believe in miracles. We believe in miracles. That's a devoted soul places her whole faith on the a historical fact of the resurrection of Jesus. Because if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, all of this that we're doing, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. It's a story. It's made up. Like, it's easy to live for temporary gain, short-term temporary gain, live a different way. Yeah. But we are people of faith. And so we're praying for those who are committed themselves to Jesus Christ and a miracle that's happened 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm reminded of what Pope John Paul II said, because as we look at the landscape of the church right now, and I'm going to come back to that because this is where we're at right now. There's just a lot of confusion within the church, rather morally speaking, like unclear teaching, and then we have, you know, the sexual abuse scandal. So there's a lot of struggles with people that are struggling in the pews. So what do we do? Well, John Paul II said, it's not smart people that will renew humanity. It's not rich people. It's not famous people who will renew humanity. He said, holy people, mm-hmm. and holy people alone can renew humanity. So today we pray for the faithful to be holy so that we could renew the face of the earth. Let's pray. The Chaplet of Divine Mercy, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
In the name of the Father,
Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.